Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Mandala Art Meditation. This is Maureen Frank, also known as the Mandala Lady. And as part of this show, what we do, or what I do, is lead us in a guided meditation on a theme. And at the end of the meditation, then I encourage you to create a mandala of your experience, write a journal, or you can continue on meditating, or you can stop and go on about your day. Anyway, I'm happy you're here, and I want you to know that as part of this meditation, I do it as a visual. So, and I take us on a visual journey, and you will be able to either see what I see, see something completely different, or if you are a sensory type, you will probably sense things. Or so if I say, talk about the sun, maybe instead of seeing the sun, you just sense the color yellow or warmth or heat or something. Just go with whatever comes to you is what I'm getting at. And I will just go with what I see and relate to you, and then you take it however it comes to you, all right? For today's show, we are going to be talking about the word completion, and it relates to the major arcana tarot card called the World. And I've been pondering this completion word for a couple of days now and thinking about, well, what do I want to complete, or is there a thing, are there things that are complete? And instead, I'm realizing that really what the world is about is to remind us of cycles, that we go through cycles. We went through a 9-month cycle of gestation before being born. We went through a childhood cycle, our school year cycle, our adult year cycles, and we have our yearly cycles, and we have our daily cycle of 24 hours a day, and every day we get to, if we wake up and it's haven't moved on to the next dimension, we get another 24 hours. And so I have a sense that what this completion is about for today, at least that's coming from that I'm picking up on, is that celebrate the completing of what we have done so far, and then with that same enthusiasm start the new cycle, the new day and today. So with that, get comfortable, be in your body, be present. I saw this wonderful phrase that says, be where your body is. And how often are we 10 steps or 10 minutes ahead of where we are? But for this moment here, for the next 12 minutes or so, we're going to focus on being present here in the body, being consciously aware of our presence here on this planet, in this dimension, in this 3D world that we are in, knowing that there is more beyond what we see and sense with our human senses. Let the chair or whatever is holding you up hold you. Release your weight to the chair, the bed, the floor, whatever it is. Be aware that we are mere specks on this huge rock that's floating in our space, in our galaxy, in our universe. And at the same time, go inward and realize that we are infinite beings connected to all that is, and all that is connected to us. Which also reminds me of the common imagery that is shown for the World card, showing this circle of a wreath that it almost looks like it has little arrows pointing. When we just keep going around and around, we go inward to the infinite and we go out to the infinite, and it all comes back around. Take a few deep breaths to reaffirm being present in our body, releasing on the exhale any tension, any tightness. Breathe in love and light to any areas of your body that are tense or that may be in pain. Bring your awareness to your heart area, the upper torso. Oh, I'm even feeling a little bit towards the solar plexus area. So focus on that whole upper torso area. Feel this inner glow that's coming from that space. I feel my hand rotating as if massaging the energy around that whole area from the stomach up to the shoulders. And know that this motion that I'm doing, this massaging of the energy, I'm also passing it on to you. That it is passing energetically to you, that we are being massaged and given this warmth, glow of love and energy, love and light to our heart, to our solar plexus, to our inner beingness. And now I see before me what comes to mind is the old flour mills, the old mills that used to be set up by a flowing river. And they would have a water wheel outside the building, outside the mill. And so as the water reached the water wheel, it would force the wheel to move. And once the wheel moved, then inside the mill would be all kinds of gears and poles and everything just all connected, so that in the end what it would do is grind the grain into flour or whatever product that they were using that they grow. It could be olives. I'm sensing it's more like a flour. That's what it feels like to me, is a flour mill. And the water, as it continues, the water continues to flow. It flows in and around this water wheel, and this water wheel continues to flow and have the gentle sound of the water in the river, the water as it goes through the water wheel, creating these little waterfalls from slat to slat of the water wheel. It reminds us of the continuous flow, the continuous movement of our world, of our universe. Even our planet can continue to flow around the sun. And if you've ever looked at the sun, the images of the sun, I forget what kind of filter they put on it, but it allows you to see the sun with the naked eye, but more clearly see what's going on with the sun. There's a constant flow of movement in the sun, and every once in a while a spark will fly out, a flare. It reminds us that there is constant movement. Our heart keeps pumping blood throughout our bodies. As we breathe in and breathe out oxygen, that oxygen flows within our bodies and out our bodies. The food that we eat flows inward, flows through our digestive system to flow out of our system, which then goes wherever it needs to go. There's this constant flow. And with this idea of the constant flow, we're being asked to look at, where is the resistance? Where are we stopping the flow? What thoughts, what feelings, are stopping the flow of us moving forward, because we are constantly moving forward. How we are this moment is totally different from this next moment. And also, take a look at where you are now versus where you were a month ago, a week ago, a year ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. And when we look at this cycle of life that we've been through, that we have changed. We are different today than we were 20 years ago. In some ways we may see that it's for the worst, and some ways we may see it's for the better. It, regardless, we are where we are, and we went through whatever we went through that got us here. And so in this very moment, right now, and in each moment afterwards, we have the freedom of choice, of free will, to change the direction, change the flow. So if there's an area in our lives where we're stuck, we'd like it to be better, know that we can change things for the better and improve on things that are already going well. Matter of fact, take the moment right now to celebrate, be thankful for the ways that you have moved forward in your life that you are happy about. And I would encourage you to also be happy with those parts that you see need to be improved. Because it's a message to us, reminding us that we are ever-evolving beings, and where we are is okay. And where we are in this next moment, we are okay. And that, know that we can always, always choose again. Again, we can choose always. We can always choose again. So in this moment, we may have had a random thought that took us away from this moment. We can choose again to be back in this moment. And so as we begin to wind down today's meditation, think about what you want to do today in this moment when the meditation ends for today. What will you choose to do? And know that whatever you choose, it's okay. You can choose to create a mandala of this experience. You can choose to journal your experience. I would love your feedback. If you would like to share what has happened, what the experience was for you, you can go to mandalareadings.com, and either later today or first we'll have posted a blog post of my mandala that I created and my experience that it was for me, and you can write your comments, your feedback. I would love to hear from you. Keep the flow moving. Have a wonderful week. I wish you all the best, all the blessings in the world to you. Go in love and light. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.